Sokuyizika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Lami bonge u Jonga Kandimiri obesipha indaba ngolimi lwesishona. Lingali tshona njani izulukandaba olamukela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolwesithathu mhlazi ku 1 Nkwenkwezi 2024 nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, bekulabantu abalutshwana kakhulu enkundleni yeGwanzura eHarare emkhosini wokunanza usuku lweWorkers Day. Kulandela ukusungulwa kwemali yohlobo lweZig izolo, iningi lithi lilokhe lingakayibambi ngezandla ngoba ingakafinyeleli emabhanga wonke. Iningi labasakhulayo kwele Melika lithi lifisa ukuba ngabe kulabanye abancintisayo esikhundleni sikamongameli ngaphandle kukamongameli Joe Biden lomnumzana Donald Trump. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Bekulabantu abaphansi kwenkulungwane eyodwa enkundleni yeGwanzura eHarare emkhosini wokunanza usuku lweWorkers Day. Uhulumende esithi uyazazi inhlupho ezibhekane lezisebenzi. Iningi lithi usuku lolu lunanzwa ngesikhathi abantu bebhekane lobunzima obukhulu elizweni. Okuningi asikuzweni kumlondolozi Ndlovu eseHarare.
Izisebenzi ebezinanza usuku leWorkers Day eHarare zithe zithwele nzima ngoba akazitholi imali eyeneleyo. Iningi lazo zithola imali ephansi kakhulu ukuthi kwesinye isikhathi kaziyitholi. Abaqhatshi bekhala ngokungenzi impahla ngemfanelo ngenxa yokuguguteka komnotho. Kunanzwa usuku lwezisebenzi, uhulumende weZimbabwe uthe wenza konke okusemandleni akhe ukubona ukuba izisebenzi zithola iholo eleneleyo, indawo ezinhle zokusebenzela ndawonye lamathuba angcono. Emazwini akhe alunyaka, umphathintambo kahulumende obona ngezisebenzi umnumzana July Moyo ethulwe ngumholi kahulumende obona ngezisebenzi umnumzana Busani Moyo wazise ukuba uhulumende uyazazi indubo zezisebenzi zakhe.
Uhulumende usebuye lendlela eziningi zokwehlisa ukukhwela kwentengo yempahla lokugubudeka kwemali. Enye yalezi ndlela yokulethwa kwemali yeZig. Lokhu sikwenzela ukuba imali yesebenzi ibe lamandla ukuze isebenzi sisizakale.
Ekhuluma emele izisebenzi, unobhala jikelele wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, ZCTU, umnumzana Jafet Moyo uthe izisebenzi zeZimbabwe azithokozi ngesimo esiselizweni.
Intengo yezinto into ehluphayo, kukati ke njalo iholo lisalele ngamuva okumangalisayo.
Isikhulumeli senhlanganiso yababalisi Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, ATUZ, umnumzana Themba Kuye Moyo laye uthe intengo yempahla leholo akuhambelani.
Lamhla ke thina siyabe singajabuli, siyabe silonda indlela esizamisela ngayo ukuthi senze collective bargaining.
Omunye okade esembuthanweni wokunanza iWorkers Day ngumbalisi unkosikazi Catherine Dube.
Abantwana abani abasoze bakwanisa ukuthi bangene labanye abantwana bayefunda, ngoba mina njengomzali wabo yi-civil servant ofundisa abantwana babanye abantu angenelisi ukuthi mbabhadalele ifizi zabo.
Ilanga leWorkers Day liza ngesikhathi iningi lithola iholo eliphansi kakhulu, intengo yempahla ikhuphuka mihla ngemihla. IZCTU ithi abantu abangaba isilinganiso sokuyisithupha ekhulwini 60% eZimbabwe kabasebenzi, isithi kumele uhulumende aphume lamacebo angadala imisebenzi elizweni. Inhloko yalonyaka yokunanza lelilanga ithi Workers Demand an Inclusive Zimbabwe Free from Poverty, Corruption and Oppression. Ngimele iStudio 7 iseHarare, ngimlondolozi Ndlovu.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Kulandela ukusungulwa kwemali yohlobo lwe-ZIG izolo, iningi lithi lilokhe lingakayibambi ngezandla ngoba ingakafinyeleli emabhanga wonke, kodwa liyenelisa ukuyisebenzisa izitolo nge-swipe. Abomkambo wensitha babikwa behlise isisindo se-ZIG lamuhla saba sithengwa ngama-ZIG angu-20 idola lemelika elilodwa, kukanti abemchova labathengisa ezitaladeni babikwa bengayamukeli iswipe ngoba befuna imali yohlobo lwama-US dollars lama-rands. Ibhanga le-reserve libikwa lisithi liyathokoza ngokuthi abantu bayamukele limali njalo lisebenza gadalala ukubona ukuthi amabhanga wonke ayayithola. Ukuze sizwe ukwenzakale kobulawayo lamhlanje, usithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 uxoxe lomnumzana Ambrose Sibindi, umgcinisihlalo wenhlanganiso elwela amalungelo ezisebenzi eZCTU esigabeni sangentshonalanga elizwe.
Lamuhla belinanza ilanga lezisebenzi, lingabe liluthintile yini lolu daba?
Lo ke ngumnumzana Ambrose Sibindi, umgcinisihlalo wenhlanganiso elwela amalungelo ezisebenzi yeZCTU esigabeni sangentshonalanga yelizwe. Ingatsha ezibona ngezenotho lokulandelwa kwemithetho kwele Malawi sezikhuthaze uhulumende ukuthi alungise okuhluphayo kuhlelo lokuthengwa kwempahla yomphakathi. Ugwalo lweMalawi Assurance Report on Public Infrastructure Projects olwethulwe ngomnyaka ka-2021 luveza ukuba inkohlakalo ibhahile kuhulumende weMalawi. Intatshele zindaba ye-VOA uChimwemwe Phadatha ulobe lolu daba olulandelayo eselilongwe kwele Malawi lwatolikelwa ngesindebele nguNtungameli Nkomo weStudio 7.
Okubonayo ngemva kwami libhakane elixwayisa abathayeli ngamagodi agcwele emgwaqweni okwamakhilomitha alikhulu lambili noma ngaphezulu emgwaqweni weMalawi uM1. Wona ohlanganisa inyakatho, inkabazwe kanye leningizimu yelizwe. Lokhu kuyisibonelo esiqinileyo sesimo semigwaqo. Ingcwethi ezihlaziya ezenotho lenhlalakahle kaZulu zikhuthaza uhulumende ukuthi avuselele imigwaqo ngokuphangisa uma iMalawi ihlose ukuqinisa ukuthuthukiswa komnotho wayo. amagodi lezinye inkinga zomgwaqo ziyingxenye yempilo yansuku zonke emadolobheni. Ngaphandle kokufaka abachayeli labantu makhaza engozini, ingxaki lezi zingesinye sezikhubeko eziphazamisa ukuthuthuka komnotho. Nangu umhlali welilongwe uJack Gama.
Isimo somgwaqo manje sikhweza indleko zezimoto isikhathi sokuhamba futhi sidala umonakalo kumithwalo.
Ngenxa yokuwonakala kwemigwaqo, abachayeli bathatha amahola amathathu ukusuka elilongwe besiya eKasungu. Okungumango owawuvame ukuthatha amahola amabili kuphela. Ingcweti kwezenotho uBetha Phiri uthi ngempela ukudilika kwemigwaqo sokuphazamise ukukhula komnotho.
If we do have a good road infrastructure,
nxa sile migwaqo emihle, umnotho lenhlala kahle kaZulu kuzathuthuka ngoba ngempela imigwaqo ilamandla okuphehla ukuthengiselana, ukuvula imikambo emitsha nokuguga abatshali bezimali abatsha.
Ingatsha eziququzela ukuqhutshwa kwemisebenzi zikahulumende ngendlela ecacileyo zikhomba amaphutha ezinhlelweni zokuthengwa kwempahla zomphakathi ezivumela ukufumbathisana okuvumela amafemu okwakha angafanelanga ukuthi athole amakontilaha amakhulu. Umqondisi wenhlanganiso yeCenter for Social Accountability and Transparency, umnumzana Willy Kamkandira, uthi,
we have seen contracts being awarded to individuals.
Sila amakontilaha anikezwa abantu abangelawo lodwa umtshina, abangelayo lenkampani eyodwa. Sesibone njalo imisebenzi yezinga laphansi ngoba kube lokufumbathisana phakathi kweziphathamandla zikahulumende labamakhontilaha okudala ukuthi kube lenhlelo zokwakha ezingelahlonzi.
Ekhuluma ngokukhonona kwabantu phezu kwesimo semigwaqo yaseMalawi, umphathintambo obona ngokuthwalwa kwempahla lemisebenzi yomphakathi uthembise uZulu ukuthi imigwaqo izalungiswa ngokutshetsha.
There are circumstances that lead to poor.
Kulezizathu eziningi ezibangela ukuthi kwakhiwe izakhiwo ezingelahlonzi, esinye sazo yinkohlakalo. Ezinye inhlelo zihle zehlule khona ukuqala. Indlela iproject eyabe ihlele ngayo ihle yehlule ngezinye izikhathi bayehluleka ukuthenga izinto zokusebenzisa.
Ngenxa yalokhu, ugatsha olulawula imisebenzi yokwakha olweNational Construction Industry Council of Malawi solwenyuse umlandu walo wokuqondisa inhlelo zokwakha ezikhona. Nangu umqondisi walolu gatsha umnumzana Gerald Konje.
In the next few years will pick up, especially looking at the large.
Sikholwa ukuthi eminyakeni embalwa ezayo sizabona ingqubela phambili ikakhulu enhlelweni ezinkulu ezifana lemigwaqo. Lokhu kungenxa yokuthi sesibone ukuzimisela okukhulu uhulumende, amankampani azimeleyo kanye labasebenzisana labo kwezentuthuko.
Umlawuli wogatsha lokwakha useqalile ukumisa ama-projects okwakha ephule izivumelwano zamakontilaha eziphathelane lomthetho we-National Construction Industry Act. Abagadi bezimota bathi kudingeka amanyathelo aphuthumayo ukuze kulungisiswe imigwaqo ekhona. IMalawi icabanga ukuqala uhlelo lokuthwalwa kwempahla olulenhlangothi ezijiyeneyo kusiyafika umnyaka ka-2063. Ingxenye yalolu hlelo ebalulekileyo yikuthi kube lemigwaqo emihle exhumanisa indawo ezisemadolobheni lasemaphandleni. Umbiko weWorld Bank Transport Infrastructure Sector Assessment Program owethulwe ngo-2023 ukhomba ukuthi iMalawi idinga i-1.5 trillion kwacha, okuyimali elingana le-8.6 million US dollars eyokuqhuba inhlelo zokulungisisa imigwaqo ngomnyaka ka-2025. ukuze kuphehlwe ukukhula komnotho. Lolu daba lulotshwe intathelizindaba ye Voice of America uChimwemwe Padatha ngesiNgisi lwahumutshwa yimi uNtungamile Nkomo we Studio 7.
Kwezemelika, iningi labasakhulayo kwelemelika lithi lifisela ukuthi ngabe kulabanye abancintisa ukuba ngumongameli ngaphandle kokukhetha umongameli Joe Biden lomnumzana Donald Trump. Kungakhathalekile abatsha bakhetha bani phakathi kwababili laba. Intatheli zindaba ye-VOA uScott Stains ulube udaba olulandelayo. Kubo bonke asebeke bancintisa kukhetho lokudinga umongameli welemelika, akula abaleminyaka eminingi yokuzalwa njengalabo ababili abakhona lo umnyaka. Osekudale imibuzo eminingi ikakhulu kwabasakhulayo. UDesmond Kaika ubefuna kube labanye abancintisayo.
Republicans or Democrats, can you put someone
ama Republicans kumbe ama Democrats bangakhetha umuntu olohlonzi uyazi ngingambotela.
Uphenyo olwenziwe inhlanganiso ye Pew Research ngeviki edluleyo luveze ukuba isilinganiso esedlula okungamachumi ayisikhombisa lanhlanu ekhulwini 75% sabavoti abaphansi kweminyaka engamachumi amathathu i-30 bathi bebengafuna abancintisayo laba ababili ukuthi basuswe ngani bayenelisa ukwenza lokhu. Kodwa yibaphi abasakhulayo abafuna uTrump kumbe uBiden? Ukunanzelela udaba lwelungelo lokuzala yikho okwenza uFrancesca Paniello ukuthi asekele umongameli Biden. Ilungelo lokukhetha ukuzala lokubhema insango kukhona kuphepha lokuvota esigabeni seFlorida kukhetho lukalwezi. Lokhu yikho okuletha intsha ukuthi ivotele ibandla leDemocratic Party, kutsho uJayden O'Donofrio.
I think abortion is important. Ngibona
ngani udaba lokukhipha isisu luqakathekile. Ngibona leli kulilungelo likamama lokuzikhethela okuqakathekileyo.
Abanye abasakhulayo basola uBiden ngokusekela ele Israel empini yalelo lizwe esigabeni seGaza. Kodwa lokhu yikho okuzabangela ukuthi uEliana Stein amvotele.
Youth voters have a real opportunity to shape the electoral landscape here in Florida. We've seen that the right to choice.
Intsha abavoti ilethuba lokulungisa indlela yokuvota lapha eFlorida. Sibona ukuthi ilungelo lokukhetha lokubhema insango yokuzilibazisa kuyinsika yabasakhulayo. Ukuqakathekiswa yintsha evotayo ikakhulu ilungelo lokukhetha ukukhipha isisu.
Abatsha abaseke la uBiden bagoqela oweWisconsin uBriona Bonilo lo Jonathan Boya.
Right now for me one of the most important things is
ngubonayo okwamanje especially
throughout Israel in this current conflict.
Iningi lentsha elivotela uTrump likwejayele ukuthi abanye babo bayasola ukuthi bakhethelani uTrump, kutsho uIsaiah Turner.
Sengike ngazama.
I've tried to have conversations with people who don't like Trump and they're like, you can leave, I don't want to talk to you anymore. So I think that's the main problem. People aren't open to listening. They're just like, if you like Trump, you're a horrible person or just that. So I feel like
uTurner uthi uthanda indlela uTrump alwisana ngokungethembeki. Corruption.
I'll go to the bars wearing a Trump 2024 hat and I get weird looks.
Ninga ipawa ngikhoke impahla elotshiwo ukuthi Trump 2024. Ngibona ngikhanyelwa ngelihlo elibi, kodwa akungihluphi lokho.
Uphenyo olwenziwe inhlanganiso yeReuters leIpsos ngombimbitho lutshengise ukuba abakwele Melika abaleminyaka engaphakathi kwelithumi layisitshiyangalombili lengamathumi amabili lasitshiyangalolunye ifuna uBiden kulo Trump okuyisilinganiso sokuthathu ekhulwini i-3%. Lesi silinganiso sincinyane kakhulu kulesingamathumi amabili lane ekhulwini i-24% uBiden anqoba ngaso uTrump kuminyaka emine edluleyo. Inhlanganiso yabatsha eHozi Innovator ephathiswa ihofisi emela elemelika eZimbabwe isigcibe uhlelo lokufundisa abatsha ezamabhizimusi emadolobheni amane athi iHarare, Bulawayo, Gweru leMutare. Uhlelo lolu soluphathise abatsha bedlula ikhulu lamachumi amathathu 130 njalo lukhangelele ukufundisa abanye abangamakhulu amathathu 300 lusebenzisa inkundla zokuxhumana ebulenjini. Okuningi asikuzweni kutabo kancube weStudio 7 exoxa lomunye wabakhokheli beHozi Innovator unkosazana Patience Ziramba.
Siyathaba ngoba nxa senza ama-trainings wethu Hozi Innovator si-emphasize ukufundisa abantu ukuthi bakwanise ukukhuluma ngokwamabhizinisi abo. For instance, ukuthi umuntu engakubuza ukuthi kanti wena Patience uyenza okwani, kumele ukwanise ukukhuluma ngokuzithoba, ukwazi ukuthi uyakukhuluma ngokwani. So abanye bethu abatsha esibafundisileyo ukuthi bakwanise ukukhuluma ngokwamabhizinisi abo. Omunye wakhona sayenza futhi ama-pitch competition lawo ukuthi abantu bakhulume ngokwamabhizinisi abo. Omunye wethu wathola i-number 3 and then khathesi sethaba ukuthi wa-invite ukuthi ahambe ayophitha ko-JCI last week. Omunye wabo wathola enye i-investment through i-Empower Bank. Omunye wama-participant ethu wakwazi ukuthenga i-industrial sewing machine. So siyabe sibona ukuthi into ezinjengalezizo ezikwazi ukuthi abatsha bahambelele phambili ngamabhizinisi abo ngoba siphila ngesikhathi ezingela imisebenzi eminingi and siyabe sizama ukuthi abatsha kumele baziyenzele izinto zabo ngezabo izandla.
Bona bamukela njani uhlelo lolu abatsha?
Sibona njengathi bayathaba kakhulu ngoba abanye bangikhona nxa siqalisa i-training yakhona first day baya bengawazi lutho, baya be-blank. Uyabe ewazi ukuthi yena uthunga okwamabhethi ukuthi awathengise ngaphi, akuhambise njani, uyabe engela lwazi lokuthi ahambe njani. So saqalisa i-first training sayenza eHarare, sayenza iMutare, Gweru, Bulawayo. So from 6 to 6 siyabona ukuthi ama-applications ethu ayaba maningi ngokuhamba kwesikhathi.
Sikhangelele ukuthi uhlelo lolu luzaqhubekela phambili okwesikhathi esinganani.
Unfortunately, i-grant yethu yayikwanisa ukuthi iyenze ama-6 ayi-4 kuphela and sesiphedile. So kathesi sesiphelele online program ukuthi sesifundise abanye.
Hello ke ngunkosazana Patience Ziramba ongomunye wabakhokheli benhlanganiso yeHozi Innovator ubexoxa ecingweni loTabo kaNcube weStudio 7 ekwaBulawayo. Esigabeni sabadabuka eZimbabwe asebehlala kwamanye amazwe lamhlanje uGibbs Dube weStudio 7 uxoxa lomnumzana Justin Moyo ongunogada kwele South Africa.
Ngibuya eDinga eZumalana abaya ayikhonale eZimbabwe kodwa ngwele South Africa.
Ye, lapho igoli ufike nini?
Ngibuya ngo-2018 kodwa lokho ngiyabuyela ekhaya.
Ye, kuyini okwenza ukuthi usuke eZimbabwe nxa usithela amafutshane?
Ngidala kome kakhulu ngoba imali yakhona ayikho. Nama ufikile ekhaya ma uyibamba ngenamba inkulu kakhulu noma ngithi inenge kodwa mase kumele uthenge yikho bona khona ukuthi incane ayenzi lutho.
Ye, singathi khona manje wenzani khona ngapho kwele South Africa?
Lami ngathola lokho ngomsebenzi lapho kwe-security. Lami lokho ngivuka labanye siyancenga.
Ye, lamhla uyakwazithi lilanga lezisebenzi wena kubona njani khonokho?
Ngingasho ngithi njengakuleli lizwe engikulo sokungashiwo kuthe lilanga lezisebenzi kuzwakala ngathi kuyazwakala kodwa njengangithi ngale sizalwa khona uma kuthiwa lilanga lezisebenzi kuzakukhulunywa ngaziphi izisebenzi mta ngoba vele azisebenzi akusetshenzwa kayikho imali.
Ye, akukuchasise khonapho utujoni indaba kungasetshenzwa indaba kungela mali.
Angazi namuthi ngathi ngoba sengiphinde ngezokuthola kule mali ekhona maybe kuzoba khona imisebenzi ezoba khona ezohambelana lokuthi uma kuthiwa lilanga lezisebenzi ekhaya sikwazi ku-understand ukuthi hhayi lelo langa singajabula ngoba abantu babe sebathola into zokwenza kodwa njengamanje neminyakeni edlulileyo njengangithi ukuthi singathi thina siyajabule lilanga lezisebenzi mbona ngathi hhayi kuphanjaniswe kakhulu.
Ye, umsebenzi wakho lowo wobugadi wokugcina abanye abantu ubona njani? Kuyasebenzeka yini?
Umnomzana Justin Moyo ngumantshingelana osebenza kwele South Africa ubexoxa lo Gibbs Dube Studio 7 eseJohannesburg. Sengilitshiya ezandleni zenu lina balaleli bethu kumbono wenu elisithumele ngeWhatsApp.
Umalaki Nkomo uthi khona uChampion atholakala ngoba kasela abantu athi ugcwala into abantu baZimbabwe bayizilima yena bakwazi ukuthi iZANU-PF iyadibisa i-opposition isebenzisa amakhodi ngoba amakhodi eZimbabwe asebenzela iZANU-PF. Ucabanga ukuthi akula muntu akwaziyo ukuthi badibisa i-opposition bayithatha bayinikeza uChabango beyisusa kuChamisa ngoba bebona ukuthi uChamisa uwine ama-election uthandwa yi-80% wabantu beZimbabwe njalo lesadwadi sitshele umhlaba wonke ukuthi abawinanga ama-election bayenze butsotso wabona kungcono ukuthi beyigidi opposition yela beyithathi top umuntu ozula ngomgwaqo bemuthi ngusecretary general we-TCC ukuze bephume kule nkinga abathi bekulo ngoba ilizwe leZimbabwe ngelabantu esilele zanu-PF. Ngiyabonga ngumasinga lako obulawayo phinde
njalo ngibingelele futhi ngibingelele ngithi mina hayi abavalo uvalo osiphatheleni osiphatheleni kabavalo ngiyayisapota futhi uhulumende azame ukuyiprotekta le mali yethu siyayidinga imali yethu ukuba sinemali sibe nemali ukuthi umuntu ofuna izikhi ahambe aye ebank namarandi ake kumbe namadola ake ahambe aye ebank efuna ukuyofuna izikhi laphana kumbe imali ezikhi ufuna ukuyofuna amadola ebank not esiphene ukuthi emakhwameni ma if you can go everywhere kuma country lawa kuzothola umuntu ofuthengisa imali umuntu eZimbabwe ngeke uthole omunye umuntu othengisa imali phandle komunye umuntu eZimbabwe umuntu Joseph kumadibe lokhulumayo esengathi usegoli kodwa kwamanje khulume esegoli i-2016338
umuntu nje ongenela ku Studio 7 siyabonga kakhulu ongenela ku Studio 7 sibonge kakhulu madoda ngokusixhasa lonke madoda elisixhasayo siyalibonga mpela kodwa into esibonayo nje esingathi i-government ingasiza ngayo sicela ukuthi sisize kakhulu esikolo esize kakhulu esikolo ngoba hey hayi isikolo zifile ama class afile manje abantu sebegcina sebezidonethela imali sebebona nje ukuthi uma bengasayenzanga njalo abantwana angeke befunde so i-government ayizame badala izame siyacela mpela kakhulu ukuthi nayi i-government sicela ukuthi nayi sisize ngoba besilalela nje Studio 7 kodwa izikhalazo lazo sifike lazo zwakale khona ngathi ngoba mangena kwela kithi engulubeni esikolo sethu hayi isikolo sethu sifile badala ngana sila president ngana sila ma council.
Labo ke bengabanye benu lina balaleli bethu elisithumele imbono yenu nge-WhatsApp kunombolo zethu ezithi +1 202 465 0318. Nxa lifuna ukuthi silithumele inhlelo zethu lingasithumela isicelo kunombolo zona lezo +1 202 465 0318. Good Life Talk lamhlanje sikhangela unanzwa kosuku oluqakathekisa izisebenzi olwe Workers Day ngesikhathi izisebenzi ezilolwazi eZimbabwe ziphuma ngobuningi kuyadinga amadlelo aluhlaza kwamanye amazwe ngenxa yokuswelakala kwemisebenzi elizweni kanye leholo eliphansi kakhulu. Isikhathi kasavumi bakithi kedwa singakehlukani ngesikhangele ezinye zenhloko zendaba ebezikhokhela. Bekulabantu abalutshwana kakhulu emkhosini wokunanza ilanga lezisebenzi olwe-Workers Day elizweni jikelele. Kulandela ukusungulwa kwemali yohlobo lwe-ZIG, iningi lithi lilokhu lingakayibambi ngezandla ngoba ingakafinyelele emabhanga wonke. Igama ngu-Chris Gande, sidibaneni njalo kusasa sikhathi sinye.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku-Studio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupa yenau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.